You know, I'm just interested.
And then you have some house.
Okay, this is Roosevelt Housing Authority Board of Commissioner meeting, January 7th, 2026.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. Let's just jump right into it. Let's call the meeting to order. Let's start with a roll call. Start with you down that way.
Hal Hupp here.
Lynn Snow here.
Bo Hancock present.
Josh Bates here.
Okay, let the record reflect that we do have a quorum and we'll proceed to business. Any need for public hearing?
No.
Okay, we'll move on to item number three. That one's taken care of based on no need for the public hearing. Approval of the minutes from our November 5th, 2025 meeting. I think everybody's received their packets, right?
Yeah.
Had a chance to review those minutes. Is there any changes or modifications that need to be made? If not, we'll...
I didn't see any. I'll move to approve them.
Okay. All right. We have first by Lynn, second by Hal. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Motion carries. Expenditures. Item number five, October and November of 2025. Lynn, this is where we usually turn the...
Well, I don't get onto these expenditures. I'll get into the... When we get into the details on the...
Okay.
Projects,
if you want to do that right now while we're at that, because it's the same subject. So.
Well, we could. I just go to these spreadsheets, and I had a few... You know, just wanted to make sure we knew why they were this way, but... And, you know, we've had a meeting since then, but I think, but, you know, on the first one, the voucher program, down in the total expenses, we go along in April in the 6,400, May 6,700, and then we jump to 15,000 in June, and then 9,000 in July. Sometimes that's the audit and different things that are...
Yeah, that's usually what...
In there, and then the revenue, going down to the revenue, administration fee earned. I mean, we're getting 6,400, you know, in May, in April and May, and then we go to 10,000 in June, then we're back in the 6,000s until November, and then we get just over 7,000, but. Administrative fee earned.
Yeah, that June one that jumps up to 10,614.
Yeah.
So that's miscellaneous revenue, and without the computer, I wouldn't know what that is, but I don't know why it went up that high.
Okay.
Let me look into that. I could be a bigger one.
Okay. And then I'm going next to the Country Haven. And, you know, the expenses were, you know, 500, 600, 400, 500, 400, and then 4,500, and then, you know, so they jumped up 10 times in September, and then in October was 2,000, and then we're down a little bit, but we're still about three times what they were in the first months in November for the expenses here.
Yeah, do those notes kind of explain that jump?
Yeah,
the notes.
Yeah.
The roofing. I didn't look at those. Yeah. Yep, that explains it exactly.
Okay, perfect.
And then next one, she's got the note on the...
The May 29th.
The May and November, yeah. Yep.
Put that on there because I can't remember.
Yeah, it was only on the first page of the Roosevelt voucher that we didn't have the notes of the...
And then on the next one in the Cottonwood Creek, she's got the extra spend on the audit, 2,200, but we're up by more than that. And then, I mean.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if the math on the note equal the expense.
Yeah, I mean, the expenses went from 1,800. And it says down here 2,290 for the audit, but it went from 1,800 to 7,300.
Yeah.
So it went up by over 5,000. But.
Okay, let me check into that one as well and make sure I didn't miss writing something in the column down there.
And then on that one, over in the June and July, rent collected. It had been going. We'd been running rent collected $3,300, $3,300, $3,300, $3,300, $3,300, $3,300, and then we dropped to $2,500 for 2 months, and then to $2,700. So we.
So this was, we had a vacant unit for a couple of months.
Okay.
In June and July.
Yeah. Okay, that makes, that explains that.
And we re-rented it. So.
Okay. And then.
This is my favorite part of the meeting, by the way. It really is. I enjoy listening to Lynn go through.
You know, well, I was a CPA auditor.
Yeah.
And,
you're speaking your language at this part of the meeting.
You know, right after out of college, that was my job to go audit, you know, all kinds of places. I spent four Super Bowls in Reno, Nevada. Auditing the Nevada National Bank.
That's terrible, because they don't hold the Super Bowl there in Reno.
No, I watched it there. But I was just looking at this last one, Meadowlark Acres. This is our crown houses. And it's just really neat to see it go up. I mean, as we went out and put them into use, we had zero in June, and went up the first one. And how many of them do we have? Six.
We have six in that program. Yeah.
And so now we're getting $7,700 a month rent from those, and they were able to rent them for 15 years, and then buy them.
Yes.
And it's a great discount. You know, and we have told you this before, but when Utah Housing first did their first crown houses, I was on the board, and we did the first crown houses in Utah in Roosevelt. Yeah. Build them.
That's cool.
And there, that was in about 1990 or something like that. That's all questions I had.
Okay.
No, I appreciate it. And Margaret, did you catch all the other ones, so in the next meeting we could get an explanation of those?
Yeah, for sure.
Because there could be easily just a input error of, you know, fat finger or something. But with that, everybody's had a chance to look at the expenditures, correct?
Yep.
Any questions there? And if not, we'll entertain a motion to approve the October-November expenditures for 2025.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have first by Josh, we have a second by Lynn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Motion carries. Now we have a couple of items on number six that require some formal action. We have to approve the 2026 annual plan.
Yeah. Nothing changed. It's just a basic sign the form and put the new date on it.
Okay. So. That's what I was going to ask you, because it's the same as last year.
Yeah,
so.
Same as last year.
We'll separate these a little bit. Unless
if we're okay with that one, let me have you sign.
Let's separate out for a motion.
Okay.
So we'll make a motion for the approval of the 2026 annual plan, or we'll entertain a motion, sorry.
I'll make that motion that we approve the 2026 annual plan.
Okay, we have first by Josh. Do we have a second?
I'll check that.
Okay, we have a second by Hal. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. And I need to sign it right here, right, Margaret?
Yep.
What's the date today?
Seven.
Okay. I don't wear a watch.
2026.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Good, that one. All right. Election of chairperson and vice chairperson.
Is that today?
It is today. It's on the agenda. I'm happy to be done as chair. I'll just throw that out there.
Do we need? Have we got new board members appointed?
We don't yet. We were talking about possibly replacing one, and then also, Josh, your term is up in February if you want to stay or go.
If you
want to
appoint another Roseville City employee. We always usually have a Roseville City employee on here.
Yeah.
I think,
you know,
you
Ryan's
stay.
Been on here the past.
Yeah. I'll stay another year.
Okay.
I wasn't on very long.
Alrighty.
And are you going to stay on now? You're on the council, Bo? Or?
Yeah, I'm staying.
Okay.
Ryan Claiborne told me I had to stay another 5 years before I get to 15 years.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How long have I been on here, Margaret?
been a long time.
Yeah. Well, we have a possible, somebody possible to appoint here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we should go into closed session to, but.
I'm sitting here listening, and I'm having a very hard time hearing and understanding what's going on.
So yeah, you.
Really useless.
Well.
Oh, no. We'd get you up to speed in a hurry. So.
You need to. You have to be in it a while until you understand, and you have this list of all these checks. I mean, this is all the checks that we've had in a short period of time in October, on, and that's
yeah.
But it's a great thing that we can help. 60 families who are low income. I mean, they have to qualify, but we can help 60 families that are low income and pay, some of them we pay a good percent of their rent.
Yep, we do.
What's the highest percent we pay?
I don't know the percentage, but there's some we pay all their rent.
Unfortunately, we have Margaret. She does a great job keeping us, as the executive director. We're just here to formally approve a few things and then make sure the auditors are doing their work as well. But we do have we usually have five people on the board. Rebecca is also on the board. I think her term is up in February, right?
Yes.
And she's had some personal issues that have made it difficult for her to be present to many of these. We would like to fill the vacancy because we have to have three in order to conduct business.
Yeah.
And Margaret and I reviewed the bylaws. I believe it's incumbent upon the mayor to do the appointment of a board member on this Roosevelt Housing Authority board. And so we need to talk with Rebecca and then find somebody that's willing to serve on this board. So, when's our next meeting?
It'll be, let's see, January, February, March.
March. Josh, do we have to do the appointment of this at a meeting, right? Formally?
I don't know whether we do or they.
Trying to remember how we did it. It's been 10 years since I was put in. So, does anybody remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah. I'm not sure how the mayor does that. I remember JR appointed me and I was sworn in and.
I think it's just appointed in council meeting.
Is it appointed
in council
meeting?
And
they come to the next meeting.
Yeah, because then they'll be on the committee.
Okay. So we may put that on the council meeting agenda.
For the 20th?
Yeah. Or in February. I need to talk with Rebecca because I think her term is done in February.
Yeah,
she's been unable to make many of the meetings the last little while. And then that gives us time until March. So sometime between now and the March meeting, we'll put it on the council agenda.
Perfect.
We'll have you appoint somebody and.
I wonder if we want to wait until, if you're willing to wait until that time to do our elections.
On the vice, yeah, on the chairperson
and
the
vice chairperson, yeah. Until we get a full board.
We sure can, yeah, until we get a full board. And
that's what I would propose.
So we can just keep it as is.
Okay.
For now. Who's the vice again?
Hal.
Hal, you're the vice, right? We got you moved over to sign checks and stuff too, right?
Not quite yet?
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm glad you're here, Tommy, because that's an issue that we have to address here pretty soon. So, and I'll reach out to Rebecca, chat with her. Any other matters of business?
If I may just ask one question for Mayor, would you like us to open applications for that, or do you just want to take it upon yourself to find somebody to appoint? It's been done both ways.
How have you been doing
it? Well, it was usually just a personal headhunt, that the mayor did in the past. And a lot of it came from some of the board members would recommend somebody in the community, and then the mayor would be like, I'd approach him and say, I would like to extend this to you.
Well, my suggestion would be, you have all the experience, so I would gladly take your recommendation.
Okay, we'll go that route then. We'll get you some names put together, and you can extend the offer, and then we'll formally appoint them in the council meeting.
Okay.
Right? Is that the plan? Who are we thinking? Do we have any names that we thought of? We can do that after the meeting. any other business that we need to discuss?
Another question. With our appointing of the election of the chairperson, do we need to make a motion to extend that to them? Like, is there a deadline if we were supposed to have someone elected?
I don't think there was a deadline. It's just,
so we're going to just continue?
I think it's just an annual thing.
Yeah, it's just an annual thing. And we can wait till
March.
March.
As is.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, with that, we will, any need for a closed session? I think we kind of discussed.
Everything rendered that you have?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, with that, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall move.
Okay, first by Hal, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 That motion carries. Thank you again, Margaret, for all you do.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you guys for being here.